In the name of Jesus, amen. Yesterday, the first Monday in October, began the new term for the United States Supreme Court. Right now, the court is hearing oral arguments for the first of two cases on today's docket. The lawyer for each side gets 30 minutes to make an appeal in support of their client's position. The justices listen and ask questions. It's a charged-up atmosphere of verbal give and take. At the end of oral arguments, the petitioners and the respondents start the waiting. Waiting for the decision. Waiting. That's exactly what the prophet Habakkuk is doing. I will take my stand on my watchtower and will station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what the Lord has to say to me and what I shall answer when I am rebuked. So why is Habakkuk watching and waiting? Here's why. In the year 609, before the birth of Christ, at the Battle of Megiddo, the Egyptian army defeats the army of Judah and kills King Josiah. 4 years later, the rising power of the East, next man up, Babylon, squares off against the longtime power of the West, Egypt. The two armies meet at a site north and east of Aleppo, that devastated city in northern Syria. There at the Battle of Carchemish, the Babylonians crush the Egyptians. In Habakkuk's day, the Babylonians are cruising up and down the Mediterranean coast road, plundering Lebanon to the north and sending raiding parties into the hill country of Judah. Babylonians knocking at the gates. Wickedness goes unpunished, righteousness goes unrewarded, justice goes forth perverted. Habakkuk cries out. He appeals to the highest court in the land, the Lord God himself. O Lord, how long shall I cry out for help and you will not hear, or cry to you violence and you will not save? Sounds a lot like the questions we ask today, doesn't it? The Lord God hears and he answers. Habakkuk, I am rousing the Babylonians. The Babylonians knocking at the gates. They scorn kings and scoff at rulers. They laugh at every fortification. They build earthen ramps and capture cities. Their own strength is their God. They are a feared and dreaded people. They are a law to themselves. The Babylonians are my chastening rod on Judah. Habakkuk, how do you like them apples? Lord, not so much. O Lord, why do you use the wicked Babylonians to punish your people who are more righteous than they are? Habakkuk, let me tell you what's what. The Babylonians are fishermen. They capture nation after nation in their nets. They're drunkards, insatiable with death. They drink themselves full of cities and people. They're profligates who force others to drink too much. They deliver nothing but pain and misfortune. But rest assured, Habakkuk, the Babylonians will reap my punishment. I will judge their arrogance and unbelief. The Babylonians are as good as dead. Hoy! Woe to you! Five times hoy! Woe to you who greedily grab up what belongs to others. Woe to you who for selfish means justify the cruelest ends. Woe to you who climb to power on the backs of others. Woe to you who dehumanize and debase. Woe to you who worship idols of your own making. Idolatry, it's always a deadly disappointment. Don't kid yourself. An idol always demands more than you can give. It exhausts your energy. The bottom line with an idol is that it will never satisfy. The trouble with an idol is that you always need a backup. Then Habakkuk hears a word of promise. The Lord God is in control. He is in his holy temple. Let all the earth haas before him. Haas. Hush. Be silent. That means every Babylonian clutching every idol. Hush. Be silent. That means you. That means me. Watch and wait. The Lord God promises to do something astounding. Yes, God spoke to his people of old by the prophet Habakkuk. But now, in these last days, he speaks to you by his Son. On the raging Sea of Galilee, Jesus' disciples are in a boatload of trouble. They're confronted with their own set of Babylonians knocking at the gates. The disciples cry out. They appeal to the highest court in the boat. They ask the same question that every student of biblical Hebrew asks their professor. Teacher, don't you care that we drown? In that moment of captivity, Jesus does something astounding. Jesus shouts to the waves, "Quiet! Be still." Jesus rescues. Jesus saves. The disciples and you and I ask the same question. Who is this? Even the Babylonians obey him. Brothers and sisters in Christ, there are things that don't make sense to you, that won't make sense to you, this side of biblical Hebrew, this side of your internship, this side of vicarage, this side of coal day. And yes, this side of heaven. Don't lose heart with the Babylonians knocking at your gates. Whether it's decadent culture, erosion of religious freedom, a rebellious child, an up and down market, a troubling medical report, even when you're up against the last enemy, death. Baptized into Christ, you live by faith, trusting in God's promises. The Lord is in his holy temple. He hears your appeal. He breaks the silence and he answers you. He does something astounding. He sends his son Jesus to save you from your sins. Thanks be to God. Amen.